Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Four, six, one, one, and we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, I know I'm going to play another ad for you in 1 second, as soon as it loads up here.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need spiritual connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike Davis, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connections.
Okay, if you've just joined us, welcome. And welcome you to MikeSpirit.fm or even Blog Talk Radio. Whichever way you're listening, you're welcome. Okay, and let's get on with the show today, because I know that my guest here today is having a few technical issues, a few issues at her end, trying to get in, but I'm sure that the minute that she is here, I know that she will be on. So let's go straight to the phone lines. And I believe I have Gigi online. Gigi, are you there with us?
Yes, Mike, I'm here.
Hi, and how are you doing there, Gigi?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And may I ask, Gigi, where you're calling from?
Sure, Mike. I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay. What was the reason that you rang in for here, Gigi?
I just wanted to know if anybody was coming through to me to give me any advice on maybe career and relationships, and if you had any guidance for me on either of those two things that I'm kind of trying to figure out right now.
Okay, I'll do my best and make my connection to the spirit world here for you, Gigi, but there's no guarantee that they will give me that information, but I will try my best here for you. Is that okay?
Or whatever. Yeah, well, whatever they have to tell me, I'll take that too. That'd be greatly appreciated.
No problem at all. Give me a second. I know I've got a lady here connecting to you and me from the spirit world, okay, that would tie me straight away to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I know that this lady makes aware that she suffered quite greatly in the body before she passed on to the spirit world as well. She makes aware that there's lots of emotion, there's lots of hurt, there's lots of upset there with her before she passed. She makes aware that there's a hospital connection you with. So I know that I want to say to you that when this lady passed, she was either in and out of the hospital before she left, or she was actually in the hospital when she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that as she links you to me, she makes me feel like she's your grandmother, because I feel that's where she is. Do you understand of a lady like this for me there?
Yes, that's my grandmother on my mother's side. She died when I was maybe kind of young, but I remember her.
Okay, good, because I know that she's with me at the moment, okay, and she links around your life. And see, she wants me to say to you that she understands of these situations in your life, financial things. She understands that there's a bit of difficulty. She understands that, you know, you want to move forward in your life, but you're finding it so hard at the moment to kind of do that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
She, and she also makes me aware here to say to you that you're kind of, and excuse the expression, like a dog chasing his tail. You're going around in circles and circles. You're not sure where you're going, how you're getting there, what you're doing. It's like there's all sorts of things that's in your way at the moment. And I do believe, I want to say to you that these things that's in your way, it's almost like as if I want to say to you that, you know, it's frustrating you a lot. I know that much here, because she makes aware that it's frustrating you. It's winding you up is the word I want to use, okay? And I do believe, I want to say to you that, you know, that there is light at the end of the tunnel there. You need to kind of move along with the things that's happening in your life at the moment, okay? Because I do believe that you're kind of standing still. Do you understand that you're quite stagnant at the moment? Is that right?
Yes, I am. And I'm afraid to kind of take steps forward on and out of the relationship or the career. I don't know. I'm afraid if I push either, I might, you know, lose it, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, okay. Because that's what she makes aware of you, that, you know, that you're standing still because it's you kind of believe yourself that the more you push the more you push forward into something, you believe the further back that you kind of get. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And what she says to me here that you know, you're finding it difficult at the moment because you don't know where to go. You don't understand what you got to do. But I know that the further that you seem to be away from whatever it is that you're trying to aim for, you know, the more down that you feel that you're getting. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Gigi, she wants me to say here to you that, you know, instead of feeling depleted and feeling down with inside yourself, you know, if you just keep going with what's in front of you, then life will become a little bit easier there for yourself, okay? So instead of, see, you kind of hold yourself back a lot there, don't you?
I do. I do. I'm afraid to apply for this new job because I fear I won't get it. I'm afraid to kind of push forward with this person that I'm interested in because I'm afraid it might fall apart. So I just kind of stand there and wind myself up and just think too much about it. And I just wanted to know if she thinks it's okay if I went forward with both of these.
Most definitely, because I know that she wants me to say to you that you have to keep going forward, okay? Don't stand still, because when you stand still, and I want to get quite mad with you, but I'm not going to. But I want to say that, you know, you need to keep moving forward. You need to keep pushing yourself, because I know that, the more relaxed attitude that you kind of get, the less likelihood things are going to move forward in your life. And I do believe, I need to say to you that it's been stagnant for such a long time that you feel depleted, you feel exhausted with it all, but I know I need to say to you, you need to keep pushing forward, okay? You need to keep pushing forward from that, okay? And move into the right direction there, okay? Now, whatever that right direction is, it's right there for yourself, okay? I know I need to say to you, keep pushing forward, keep moving onwards, because this lady and a whole host of people in the spirit world will be by the side of you to walk with you no matter what, okay? Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. And is it just her, or is she the one that's with me most, or is my dad or anyone else there? My grandfather never seems to come through for me, but my grandma does.
Okay, well, you know, I've always said and always will say that, you know, when these people are ready to come through, they will come through there for us, okay? There's a perfect time, a perfect place for them to come through. let me just see if there's anybody else here that I can connect with you here. Which was the one that enjoyed, no, this is a gentleman, okay, that drunk, I believe that he would have enjoyed his drink, okay, whether it was beer or just like a spirit or something, I don't know, but I know I want to lift a glass and just say to you, you know, this is what I enjoyed, I would have enjoyed a drink when it was you with us. I'm not saying that he was an alcoholic, far from the word, but he would have enjoyed a drink, and I want to say maybe add a little bit every single night, because I believe it would have helped him to sleep. When he was here with us, okay? Do you understand of that?
I'm not sure, because it might be my grandfather, but he died when I was young, too. I'm not sure. My dad, I didn't know him too well.
Okay, well, I know as he makes his connection here with me that he wants me to say to you that he's around your life. You know, he makes me aware that he had trouble with his lower back and down into his legs. I believe that I want to say to you that he was quite restricted, quite confined towards the end of his life, because I'm feeling restricted and confined here with this man, okay? So I know that that's the way he would have been in this life or when he was here with us. I believe that he wasn't all that old when he passed on to the spirit world. I believe that he was a... I don't want to say an old man. I feel like quite a younger man when he passed. I want to say maybe, excuse me, maybe around his mid to late 50s of when he passed from this life. See, I feel, if I'm honest here with you, Gigi, I want to say 58 of when he passed on to the spirit world. Does that make sense to you now?
Yes, that might be my dad. Yes, it does now.
See, because I believe it's your dad. See, because when you said to me it's your granddad, no, I know it's not, okay, because I know that's why he tells me no, okay, because I know that's where he is, that he's mainly like a dad, because I know that's the love, the energy that he still comes through with, and that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? see, you, even though that your dad may have not come through before, he's not far from you, okay? He understands everything that's going on in your life. He knows exactly where you are in your life, okay? Now, your dad was the kind of fella that really didn't, I'm not saying paying much attention, but if I said to you that he wouldn't have kind of interfered too much, is that right?
Yes, well, he died when I was really young. Well, I moved away from him when I was really young. When I was about 3 or 4, so I don't remember him much. And I, since then, we didn't talk much. I didn't have any contact with him after that. I moved to a different country.
Okay. Well, I know that I want to see to you from where he is in the spirit world, okay, that he wants to make this connection there, that he wants to try and be around your life, okay, and he wants to try and uplift the vibration there with you, okay. So know that he's around your life, okay. As I said, even though that he hasn't come through much, I don't know. But, you know, he seems to be as if, you know, he's there and he's okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Does that help? Does he have any advice? It does. That was the last question I was going to ask. Does he have any advice for me of what to do with this new relationship? Does he think it's okay if I went forward with it? Because I'm just so scared. I just wanted to know if he thought it would be okay if I just kind of stepped into it and... What did he feel about this person?
Okay, hold on a minute.
Because the person's name is Brooks, by the way. Well, I guess you'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay. See, I'm asking to give me situations and things there that would connect. if I said to you that, you know, you've had a bit of a hard time with this person. Is that right?
Not much. We're fairly connected. So I guess the hard time is the lack of communication. Things just moving at a snail's pace in that sense, yes.
Okay. Because I know that there's been a bit of a hard time. So things are moving really slow. Now, you want them to move forward quicker. You want it...
one of us has to take the step forward. And I was wondering... Is it okay to kind of just put all my cards on the table and see where it goes?
Well, you know, this is my personal opinion. I would say yes, definitely. You know, put your cards on the table and go for it, because it feels right to you, doesn't it?
It seems, I'm sorry?
No, it feels right to you, doesn't it, this person?
Yeah, it feels right, and it's kind of scary. I'm afraid I'm afraid to scare him away or scare myself. So, yeah, but it feels good. It's been a while since, I don't think I felt that before.
Okay, because as your dad says to me, it feels right, okay? Then if it feels right with you as well, then no, you know, if that's what you have to do is put your cards on the table, then you do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, things will start to develop, because I do believe I want to teach you that things will start getting right there for you, and things will start working for you. I hope that helps you there, Gigi.
It helped. It helped. Mike, you're wonderful. And thank you so much for helping us all.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and retrieve a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I do believe I have Jill on next. Is Jill there with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing there, Jill?
Good. My sister's husband died. He was in a car, motorcycle accident on Sunday, and he died early Wednesday morning.
Jill, please don't tell me no more. Please don't tell me no more.
Okay.
Because that's not the way I kind of work, okay? I'd rather them come to me and give me the information, okay? Because that way I can prove to you conclusively of where the spirit world is, isn't it? Okay? There's no guarantee that they can come through mind, okay? But of what I will do here for you is link myself with the spirit world, or rather allow them to link with me, and I'll give you the information that they come through with. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Okay, Jill. Okay, now, first of all, I want to connect there with you with somebody that's been there for a while, okay? Somebody who's been in the spirit world for a while. I know I want to connect there with you with a lady that I want to see that was quite a well-built lady before she passed on to the spirit world. I do believe I want to see to you that she would have been, she suffered in this life. Her body would have gave up on her long before she would have ever wanted it to, okay? She also makes me aware to say to you that, you know, there was lots of, like medication, there was lots of help, there was lots of assistance, there would have been lots of people around her before she passed. I know that there would have been lots of people that would have done their best there for her. I believe that she's in your family. I believe she's like your mum, if I'm honest with you, because I'm feeling a closeness here with her. Do you understand of your mum like this, or is your mum in the spirit world? Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's my mother, yes.
Okay. See, and your mother, now I know the ones that you just said to me about has just passed. Now, your mum, when she was in this life, she was a very caring kind of a lady when she was you. Is that right?
When she was ill, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to say to you that your mum is caring now in the spirit world. And I want to say to you that as she is being caring in the spirit world, she's looking after these people. She's looking after these people in the spirit world. They're for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one that would have passed with a motorcycle accident, because I'm seeing a motorcycle here in front of me, and I want to say here to you that this motorcycle, and it makes me aware as if I want to say that this would have been the young boy. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that it was just a celebration, that he must have been going, doing a celebration or something, or he was going to a celebration or coming home from a celebration, or there's one due? Do you understand the celebration I'm talking about?
Yeah, there was a group of them going to visit a friend.
Okay. If it was that they was going, he didn't actually get it, did he?
No.
Okay, because I know that if I was going somewhere, then I didn't get there. Or if I had been somewhere, I know I didn't reach my destination because I know I was supposed to be somewhere. Now, I believe that this young boy would have been very distraught at the point of knowing that he didn't actually reach his destination. He didn't get to where he wanted to go then, Jill, for want of a better word. And I believe that where he is in the spirit world, okay, that he just wants to come through and just say to you, I'm okay. All right, so you'd understand why he would tell you that he's okay. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to say that to you that from where she is, from where he is at the moment, that's what he wants me to let you know. I'm okay. All right, and you need to let his family know. Now, would I be right in saying that there's something to do with, like, his mum or... or somebody that is like a mum to him. Do you understand of this?
I know his mom passed away already, so his mother's with him.
Okay, so who's the lady in this life that would have been like a mum to him? Is that right? Do you understand of this? Somebody that
no,
he looked...
I don't know.
Okay, because he talks to me about his mum, okay, or somebody that's like a mum to him, because I believe I want to say to you that I want you to let the family know that he's okay. Okay, so can you pass that bit on for him, please? Let the family know that he's okay. Because I know I want to say that to you that that's what I want to come through with. That's how I want to see him to you. That's how I want to see him. He's okay, and let the family know. Now, his mum then. Now, would I be right in saying that if she's already in the spirit world, that she's been there a couple of years? I want to say maybe 5 or 6 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Good, because I know that this is the lady that's taking care of him, okay? And as she takes care of him at the moment, I do believe that I want to say that to you that, you know, I'm okay. I'm here in the spirit world with my mum, okay? And I know I want to say that to you that as the... See, I know that I want to bring your mum forward as well. His mum forward as well. Now, if I say to you that you had a lot of time for this boy, is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
That you had a lot of time for this boy.
I'm not sure I understand that. I know that we had a problem between us and we weren't on good terms necessarily.
Okay. Because I want to say to you that, you know, see, the two of them wants to come through here and just say thank you. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a reason why I want to say thank you there from these two in the spirit world. So would you understand why I would want to do that to you at the moment? Good, because I know that you know that you must have played an important part either in this young man's life when he was here, or you played an important part at his passing, or you've obviously helped people to do with this. You've done lots there for him. Does that make sense there, Jill?
Yes.
Good, good. Jill, because I know that that's the reason why these people want to come through here with you, okay, and say to you that, you know, that we are in a place of where we are happy and content in the spirit world, okay? Now, I know the spirit world is forever around us, very much here and now, okay? We're not some 10 miles away, okay? Because I know that that's what I'm being told to say to you, that we're not some 10 minutes and miles away. We're very much on the vibration. And thank you for the photograph. Do you understand the photograph there?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously there's an important photograph that either was lied at his passing, or there was one important photograph has been put up somewhere, because I want to say thank you to you about the photograph. Is that right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask, why did he die unexpectedly like that? What was the bigger picture?
Okay. See, no, I can only tell you of what he tells me. Okay, I'm far from a word of doctor, okay? But he tells me, you know, that when he went to the hospital, there was something that was overlooked. Would that make sense?
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had internal injuries, yes, probably.
Okay. And see, I want to say to you about the bleeding. The bleeding didn't stop. So would you understand if I said to you that there must have been like lots of internal bleeding or something?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know, see, to answer your question, I want to say to you, it's something to do with the bleeding, okay? It didn't stop.
Okay.
Does that answer your question there, Jill?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know I have to move on here, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you much. No problem at all. Remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, I know that we still are having problems with my guest actually coming on here tonight. I know that she will come on as soon as as soon as the technical issues are sorted out and it is on her end. But I'm sure that she will come in quite soon and take some of your calls here with me. But I know I'm going to go to a short commercial break here. And, you know, if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, you need to dial 001 760 283 4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies, customer-tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Hi, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome here to MikeSpirit.fm. Or even in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way you're listening to us, you're welcome. I'm your host, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Unfortunately, I don't think my guest is with me. I think she's having some technical issues. But, you know, if she gets a chance to come on later, then I will bring her on a little bit later on. Let me go back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Laurie online. Laurie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Syracuse, New York.
New York, okay. Okay, what was the reason that you called in for here today?
Really no reason, just like a general reading, if you please.
Okay, bear with me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's okay.
Okay. See, instantly, I want to laugh at this gentleman. I know I've got a gentleman here with me in the spirit world, okay, that seems to be quite hilarious, if I'm honest. And he just makes me laugh. I know that as I'm looking at him, that he wants me to say that he would have been maybe around his late 70s, maybe touching his early 80s before he passed on to the spirit world, okay? I know that he makes me aware that when he left from this life, that he says to me, I was happy to go of when I went, okay? Because he makes me aware that he was happy to go of when he went. And he says here to me that of when he passed on to the spirit world, I know that I want to say to you that when he passed the spirit world, that he would have been quite content because you know, he actually used up everything that he had when he left this life, okay? Because he says to me, I wouldn't go anywhere unless I had, you know, if I had a dollar in my pocket, I wouldn't go anywhere. And I believe that, you know, he put everything all quite neat and tidy. I believe that when he left this life, that he had everything all in order for everyone else. And I know that that's the way he comes through it. So do you understand like this day for me, please, in the spirit world there?
Yes.
Good, okay. Because I know that, there's no matter what, that, you know, he would always come back into this life and he would always give you some direction, okay? And that's what he's here to say, that he wants to give you direction in your life, to push you forward in your life. He wants me to say to you, no matter what, they'll always walk there with you. Even though that you said to me that it was just a general reading that you was looking for, I do believe that you are looking for direction right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I know I want to say to you that, you know, times has been quite difficult there for you of late. Is that right?
That's right.
And I know as well that he keeps saying to me that, you know, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there, Laurie. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, you know, he's quite funny because he makes me laugh. And I know that, you know, he's a down-to-earth kind of man when he was here with us, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. See, I know that he wants to just bring this light, this energy, this upliftment through here for you at the moment. And just say that you know, no matter what, that he'll always be by the side of you every step of the way, okay? Now, he says to me that there's an interview that's due around you. Do you understand of the interview that's due?
Well, I heard of a job, and I was waiting for a phone call, but I never got one yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, he talks to me of an interview, so... You know, stand by that phone because you never know, it might just ring, okay?
Yeah.
And I believe I want to say to you that, you know, he wants to be with you, and he wants you to know that he's walking every footstep that you are, right behind you, every step of the way, okay? He says to me that he likes, what's to do with a car? Have you got a new car then or something?
A new car?
Yeah, what's to do with a car? Because he says... Tell about the car.
I'm trying to get my car back on the road.
Uh-huh. So you'd understand that there's a... Okay, that's fine. Because he says to me, tell her about the car, okay?
Yeah.
And again, it's his way of proving to you that he's around your life, okay? And around
yeah.
your vibration. And, you know, stop dismissing this sometimes because you can be quite sensitive to the spirit world sometimes, can't you?
Yes, I can, and I wish I was more because it's very frustrating at times.
Because it just comes in and out, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you know, the more it comes in and out, the more frustrated you get with it, is that right?
Yes, and I want it to come more smoothly.
See, now, I've always said, okay, if there's something that you want to develop, so if you're clairaudient and you want to develop clairsentience, then develop it, okay? It's up to us. The spirit world is there already working with you, okay?
Yeah.
There's no reason why they would just work on one level. It's up to us to create the level that we want to work on, okay? The spirit world, if they are walking by the side of you, then they are walking by the side of you no matter what, okay? So if there's something there, then develop it. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do, but I don't know how to take it a step higher. I don't get that part.
Okay. Then that's simple. Okay, you either need to go somewhere, like a development class or a development circle, or if there's nothing like that around you, then try and sit quietly for 5 or 10 minutes a day and meditate. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
if we are using that ability. See, it's like the old saying, isn't it? Practice makes perfect. Not that I think that, you know, we'll ever be perfect at it. You know, I'm far from the word perfect. I got miles in front of me yet to climb yet. But, you know, I want to say that you practice makes perfect. And the more that we use it and exercise it, the better it will become, okay? And then you'll be able to understand it more. And by understanding it, that we'll be able to see it, feel it, hear it, sense it, no matter what, okay? So develop
yeah.
it. It's there in front of you. Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it helps.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike.
No problem. Bye now.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye. Okay, I know that my guest has just joined us. And Sheila, hello.
Good evening. I'm so sorry to you and your listeners.
Ah,
I do apologise.
Listen, Sarah, better late than never, eh?
This is what they say. This is what they say.
This is what
we had a gremlin in the works, Mike, but it's all sorted out.
Well, you know, Sarah, you must remember sometimes, you know, we do work for the spirit world, and sometimes they have a hand and then they say, not yet, you know, and whenever you're ready, then that's when the spirit world lets us come on, isn't it? You know, I suppose...
I hope this wait is worth it for you.
Well, I'm sure it will, Sheila. You know, it's not the first time that I've had you on a radio show. I know that, you know, you've been on a different network, and I know that you're no stranger to doing this with myself, because I know it was only about 6 months ago that you was working with me before. Is that right?
I think you'll find it was in May. That's correct.
So how long ago was that? My maths is not the best tonight.
I don't know, about that, I should think. A little bit more.
Well, about 7 months then.
Yep, that's right.
There we are. It wasn't a bad judgment, wasn't it? Wasn't a bad guess, 6 months. I know that your life has changed a lot in the last 7 months, and since the last time that you came on air with me, because I know that the last time you came on the air with me that things were steady, they were quite slow, that you was just getting into your work. But tell me now of how far you've come since the last show.
Wow, it's been really amazing. I am just so excited about the whole thing. I don't know where to start, really. The clairvoyancy, the mediumship, really, really busy, really loving the work and being out there and helping people. I've started the church services now. I've started my own development group with a group of friends. I've been invited, which this is the icing on the cake for me. I've been invited to do Weston-super-Mare for the next 2 years. With some very well-known clairvoyants as well. I know you know them all. And it's just a lovely weekend for all like-minded people to get together, and there's workshops and everything, Mike. But I can't believe how lucky I've been. But it all started with me writing my first letter of intent. Now, letters of intent, Mike, are like your little wishing letters. But I'm overwhelmed with what's happened since I've spoken to you last. It's been absolutely amazing.
Well, I know that we're keeping in touch, you know, on Skype and Facebook and everything else, and you know, I've kind of followed you of where you've been going, particularly on all of your posts, and I've been thinking that's my girl getting it, you know, and you've been doing very well, and fair play to you, you know, but it's always nice to watch other people develop and come on, isn't it?
Well, it is. I've got so much more still to learn, Mike, but it's just the thrill. And the excitement of seeing people's faces when you give them evidence. And even me, I get an absolute buzz from it because I'm thinking, well, how do I know that? Well, obviously, I know how I know that now because Spirit are telling me. The first voice you get is Spirit. The second voice is yours. So always go by the first voice. But it's just, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. And it's so exciting.
It's a wonderful way of working, isn't it? You know, it's a wonderful thing that we do is to link to the spirit world because, you know, it doesn't just give us a feeling of being good, you know, being able to do this, but it's to bring comfort to everyone else, isn't it? To bring them a bit of upliftment, to kind of close
the... It's healing, Mike, isn't it? This is what it's down to. It's healing.
Of course,
and,
you know.
And if we can actually listen to spirit and just give what spirit give us to give, the people in front of us that produces the evidence and the information that proves without a shadow of a doubt that these people are people that, you know, that were loved in their family. It just goes on to prove there is something else other than this life. Life is just a living experience. So I don't think life is what our souls are all about and are evolving, if you like. I just think the life we live now is just an experience for the soul. So it's brilliant. I know that's a bit deep, but it is absolutely brilliant, Mike. Just see people's faces.
That's fine. Sheila, and tell our listeners, because I know we've got lots of people online, lots of people waiting for readings at the moment. Just tell our listeners how they can get hold of you, because I know that if people want to get hold of you, whether it be just for a chat or for private reading or how they can follow you, tell people how they can get hold of you.
Well, at the moment, I'm accepting emails on Facebook, so it's Sarah Williams.
Just go into Facebook and just put into our search bar, Sarah Williams, you'll come up.
You should find me. I'm the one with a really smiley face.
I like the smiley. See, you know, whenever I'm doing a demonstration, I'm going to lay you into a little secret here, Sarah. I always say, I'm only coming to those that smiles. And you get them all laughing, you know, and you get them all smiling, and, you know, it brings upliftment. And you know, once you got upliftment, you're away, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. I mean, I just try and be myself, Mike. There's so many people that change when they get into this, you know, kind of healing. I just want to be myself. And I mean, I'm a smiley person. There's not anything false about me, Mike, I can tell you.
Exactly. You know, and I know I was speaking to you just a few days ago on this matter. And just saying, you know, you just remain being yourself because that's who's made you who you are right now. Continue working for the spirit world and continue working the way that you are, then that's the way for us to go forward, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. I'm just trying to help other people now, Mike, because everybody thinks, you know, it's all very unique and everything, but so many people are gifted and they just don't realise it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, they put their sensitivity down to this, that and the other and think they're strange. Well, actually, I think there's stranger people than us about, you know, and there's so many people that are spiritual. And the more that we can show people, you know, that it's more at their grasp than they think. And their intuition is actually right. And if people would just go with their gut feeling, Mike, that would just be absolutely fantastic.
Of course, definitely, you know, and that's the way for us to all go forward, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And just be ourselves. And once we can be ourselves, you know, so as you know, I've been working for the spirit world for a long time now. For the last 19 years, I've been demonstrating for the spirit world. And, you know, every single time it's different. Every single time, it, you know, it gives me a sense of achievement. And like you say, you know, the exactly words that you said, you want to see somebody's face when you're giving them evidence, then we have to, you know, then we know that we're doing the right thing, isn't it?
That makes life worthwhile for me because, you know, if I can just say one or two words, names and months and connect to a person in front of me and it just makes so much difference to them. And it's good. It makes me feel good because I know that I am doing something good with my life.
Good. Okay, Sarah, we are going to get on with things now, okay, because we've got lots of people online. I know that you've only come in the last three quarters of the show, but never mind. I'm only joking with you. So we'll get on with the show. But let me call out some numbers first. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Andy online. Andy, are you there with us?
I sure am, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem at all, Andy. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from the middle of the country, of the U.S., Kansas.
Kansas, okay. No problem at all. Well, Sarah, are you ready to work there?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Hello, right. How are you? Cheers from across the pond.
Hi, Andy. Now, Andrea, is it Andrea?
It's actually short for Andriana.
Andriana, I was close, wasn't I? Right, I think I'm starting to want to link in with a lady with you. I'm getting June. Can you connect to the month of June? Now, I need you to think about anniversaries and birthdays.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I need you to think about anniversaries and birthdays. I'm feeling that I would like the month of June because I'm getting a big J with you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm also wanting to feel a lady, and somebody's linking in that's saying that they went with a heart attack. This is all very, there's a man coming through as well. There seems to be two people here for you.
Okay.
Now, can you take the month of August?
The month of August.
Now, what we're looking for is birthdays immediately or anniversaries of people that are in, you know, the birthdays can be around your family or they could be anniversaries of when people have passed the spirit. But would you connect to a lady and a man in spirit?
Okay, okay.
I'm looking for a tallish man, okay? And
okay.
I want to say to you, you must go for your heart's desire.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
And you must go for your heart's desire. That was just straight through for you.
Wow.
Okay? I don't want to see too much juggling going on. I just want you just to make your mind up with a click of the fingers. This man is clicking his fingers and it's very loud. Okay.
Huh.
So
okay.
Can I ask Can I just ask you, just to make your own mind up, and you just go for your heart's desire.
Oh, that's lovely.
Do you understand that, dear?
I think so. In a bit of a situation with some difficult choices at the moment, and just trying to figure out the best way to navigate them, you know.
I think your intentions are quite honourable, but I just think the way is to go forward, and your heart desire, that is, it was so quick, that sentence came straight through, and I just want that to be pleasing. I want, this man is asking me that your smile is the important one.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Your smile is the important one. To see you smiling.
Oh,
okay,
that's
the one that counts. That's the one that counts, is your smile.
Oh.
And I've got a lovely sunflower with you. Loads and loads of energy there. Lovely sunflower, which is very positive.
Oh.
Okay.
Do
you connect with a white cat at all? Because I'm being shown a picture. I can very quickly, in my mind's eye, see a white cat.
A white hat?
Cat.
Oh,
pretty
a cat. Oh, a white cat. Well, there is a cat that I played with as a young child that was named Snowball.
Right, okay, that's good enough for me.
Yes, and he was all white. He did, yes, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. That really is. Now, is there anything other than that one? I know that was a very quick and straight answer for you, but do you think that will help you make the decision you need to do?
I believe so. I believe so. I'm in school, an advanced study program, and I have a spouse with some health problems, and it's becoming a bit more difficult to know which way to turn and what to do. So I think that's good advice. Follow one's heart.
Well, I think you go for your heart's desire, because that's the pathway you should truly be on.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks to both of you.
You're very, very welcome.
No problem at all. And remember, Andy, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, and I do believe that we have Christine online next. Christine, are you there with us?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
That's okay, Christine. The pleasure is all ours. And may I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay, a lovely place, California, have you heard? Is that true?
Yeah, but it's very cold today for the past several days because it's been raining.
Well, you want to try to be over here in the UK, because that's all we've had for the last week and a half is wet, and even wetter. It's been absolutely horrendous, you know. But never mind, we've had a lovely sunny day yesterday, and we've had a bit of sunshine today. I suppose that's, you know, never mind, you know. It's not very good mind for me, being a builder, being out in there all day, but never mind. Anyway, let's get on with what you're calling for. Tell me, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I don't have that many people on the other side, so it might be a little bit challenging for you to pick up anything. I don't know. But I was wondering what the spirits want to convey to me regarding my relationship.
Okay, now, as I said before in this show, you know, I'm not, I can't foretell your future, okay? I can't foretell what's going to happen in your relationships or anything of the sort. And what I can do is link to the spirit world and tell you exactly what they tell me, okay? Is that okay if I do that for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. And as you say, you know, if you don't know many people has passed over, then you think on them, and I'm sure that you'll find them, okay? And see, instantly, there's a lady that comes through here for me that I want to work with. And I know that this lady, see, you should recognize this lady, because she tells me she's in your dad's side of your family, and I believe that she's your grandma, if I'm honest with you, in your dad's side, okay? Because I feel that's where she's connected. Now, would you understand of your grandma and your dad's side in the spirit world?
She's the only person that I know.
Okay. Don't tell me nothing on her. Okay, don't tell me nothing, because it's my job to tell you, okay? And would I be right in saying that she's quite a slimly built lady before she passed? Because I'm aware that she may have lost a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I've got your grandmother's with me, okay? And I know I want to bring her forward here for you, and I know that I want to say to you that she's been around your life. Now, if I said to you that she would have slipped in and out of consciousness for a while before she passed, is that right?
100%, yes.
Okay, because she makes her way that she slipped in and out of consciousness, and she makes her way that there was people that... You must have been with her, Christina, when she passed, is that right? Because she makes her way that she offers out her hand to me. Whenever the spirit world does that, that tells me that there would have been somebody there with her of when she passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
I was there at the very end, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I want to say to you that you was there with her because she offers out her hand to me, and that tells me that you must have been there when she passed from this life. Now, she says here to me that there was lots of regrets. Why did she talk to me about regrets? What was it that the point that you wasn't there wasn't much contact when she was in this life, or she must, or you must have moved away, or there was like a distance between you, or something?
There's a lot of issues that happened in my family, and she contributed to a lot of those issues.
Okay, because she says to me about the distance, and there was. Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand it, that's what's important to you, okay? So, you know, she's coming through an absolutely perfect information that you would understand her. But for some reason, she says to me, it all got okay just before she passed. So whatever went on in the family, it all got kind of smoothed over just before she passed. Is that right? Because she says to me, I was able to go peacefully in the end because I know that my family was behind me, ready to help me every step of the way. Is that right?
Yes, and we continue to do so, yes.
Good, okay. Because I know that she's there in your life, and I believe that she wants to, you know, kind of come forward and give you some assistance here. Now, what I want to say here to you that I know that you asked me a question about your relationship, okay? Will I be right in saying that you're kind of going through like a difficult patch? I believe that you are in a relationship, but it's difficult right now. Is that right?
I'm actually hesitant about going into a relationship.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I believe that I want to say to you that she's wanting you to put things, you know, kind of like leave the past in the past and move on with it, okay? Because I know that you're the kind of person that allows your future to be influenced by your past. Is that right?
I see, yes.
Okay, and it's like, you know, we're not all the same. Do you understand that? We're not all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you're tarring all men or women with the same brush. I don't know. But it's like as if I need to say to you, you know, we're not all the same. You just need to find the one, if that makes sense there to you, okay? And once you find that one, you know it's going to be right and it's going to be perfect. Okay, and I believe that's what I want to put in front of you. Do you understand of that?
Yes, and you're right on with pretty much everything. Thank you.
Good. Okay, no problem at all. Well, thank you very much for calling. Okay, hang on. Now, before she goes, she says to me that there's something else I need to tell you. Have you been visiting her resting place of late then or something?
No, I've been thinking about her a lot lately.
Okay, that's fine. Because she says to me about that her thoughts are always with you, okay? Now, see, no, I'm not happy with that because she says to me about her resting place. So if you've been thinking about, have you not been thinking of, like, going there or something?
Well, she has two resting places. Which one does she want me to visit?
Okay, not that she wants you to visit anyone. No, that's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm asking you is, have you been visiting her resting place in whichever one that you would go to, or has there been thoughts that you are going to go there? Is that right?
I haven't thought about that, no. No.
Okay. Well, this is what she wants you to talk to you about either visiting a resting place or you've been thinking of it, okay? So if you've been thinking of her and you've been thinking of where she is, She wants me to say to you that she's very much around your life, very much in the spirit world, trying to guide you every step of the way, okay? But she also wants me to say to you about March is important to you, so the month of March would make sense that you would either mean a birthday or a passing or anniversary, something to do with March, is that right?
No, her birthday's in June.
Okay. No, I'm not just meaning just her birthday. There's something important in March around you, so it would either be a birthday, a passing or anniversary in March. Doesn't mean it has to be connected with her, but it just means it has to be connected with you in some way.
No, but I will definitely ask my dad to see if March is, you know, an important month for him.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, take her love, and remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye now. Bye. Okay. I do believe that we have David online next. David, are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing there, David?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And what was the reason that you called for, David?
I was calling because I've been having some kind of, I don't want to say odd dreams, but I'm pretty sure Spirit is trying to tell me something. I wanted to know who it is and what the message is.
Okay, bear with us a second. Sarah, are you ready to work there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi. now, I'm feeling that, you know, Spirit, you're right, definitely trying to tell you something. Now, would you say these dreams are quite powerful dreams in the fact that they represent a strength?
That they represent what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
A strength.
Yeah, kind of strange, yeah.
Well, because the thing I'm really picking up with you is a very, very strong male, possibly family member, possibly guide. I'm feeling that you're being instructed to look for your strength, because I feel that your core, your soul, is a very strong one. Now,
okay.
Do you find yourself questioning your ability to do something?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say necessarily questioning my ability to do anything.
Because the man that I'm actually seeing he's an Indian. And he makes me feel, but when I actually see an Indian, it makes me feel straight away that it's something to do with a spiritual pathway that you could find yourself going on to. And it always means knowledge, and it means strength and respect. It depends what, you know, what your dreams, whether your dreams are making you look at a situation around you, or whether it's making you question some part of your life. But I feel you're a really strong person. And I'm picking up the month of November also with you. So I want to try and link in November with birthdays or anniversaries. I feel you can't just look at the direct family. You have to look in a wider circle. But I am feeling a male energy that does link with you from Spirit very, very strongly. Can you understand the name a person called Mark around you?
Name Mark?
The name Mark's been given to me to give to you.
That's in Spirit or here on Earth?
Here on Earth.
Yes, I have a very close friend named Mark.
Right, okay. I'm just making sure I'm on the right track with you, David. Now, also, I can see the initial K. Now, that one is in Spirit. The K is in Spirit. And I also want to find quite a small lady in height. And I see the month of August with you as well.
The initial K would be my mother's brother. His name was Kevin.
Right, okay. And what about the small lady in Spirit?
It could possibly be my great-grandmother. She was a very petite lady, real small, tiny.
Right, okay. Now, can you understand a female's name that begins with P?
Letter P?
I'm also looking for May with you as well.
May?
I'll tell you, May, the month of May, yeah. Now, this all seems to be, I just keep getting it coming and coming about your strengths. You have a lot of strengths. And I want you to be using them. It's like I want to push you or guide you and ask you, maybe, you know, it's time for you to step on to the pathway yourself because I feel you growing.
Well, that probably will correlate with my dreams. It's been a lot of dreams, me riding a train or waiting for a train.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I would say that if you've got spiritual interest, you need to be looking out to find out as much information. But the dreams would coincide with the Indian chap that I'm seeing with you. It's really quite special when you get dreams like that, because if it's a train and you've got to get on it, you know, that is quite a loud message, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, you know, if people listen to their instinct, their own instincts, you can't really go far wrong. So, yes, I would think, you know, that there is a journey for you to go on, and I would say that was a spiritual one.
Okay. Now, can I ask Mike something, or...?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Mike, as far as, like, what she was saying, because she was right on with the spiritual path.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, like, as far as what is the, like, message spiritually for me? Because I have some things happen to me as well. Like, I'll hear stuff sometimes.
Okay, okay. Don't tell me David, please don't tell me no more, okay? Because I knew, see, the minute I started speaking to you, that there was a lady that was connecting here with me, okay? I'm not going to spend too long because I know that Sarah has already given you information and, you know, it's not for me to go over anything. But I know I've got this lady here with me, okay? And I know that she, now you would understand of a lady to me that was, I want to say she was around 62 because she keeps saying to me 62 when she passed on from this life into the spirit world. She makes me aware that she was quite frail. She was, she carried a condition that she had with her for quite some time before she passed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. My mother's, well, she called her sister, her first cousin. She died from HIV back in September.
Okay, because I know that she suffered with it for a long time, okay? Now what she says here to me that, you know, that she's been around you, and you've been seeing, like, flashings in front of you. You've been seeing, like, shooting lights, and I'm not saying stars, but, like, things going past your eyes all the time, and you're thinking, what's going on, you know? Who is this? What have they come for? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it happened this morning, yes.
Okay, perfect, because I know I want to see you. That's what I'm seeing, like flashes of lights and things shooting past me all the time. And I know it's like frustrating you, it's annoying you because you don't understand it. I believe that she just wants to come through just to say to you that you're not... See, David, if I said to you in your life at the moment that you're going through some difficulty, you have some choices you have to make, and I believe it's to do with like a work kind of a condition, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, that they are quite, the decisions you have to make, and without me sounding offensive, because I don't mean it's offensive, but it's quite, it could be life-changing for you and your family, couldn't it? It could be like, it could go one of two ways. It could either go that you will go far in your life, or it'll just like come to an end, because I believe it's like either make or break kind of a choice. Is that right?
Yes, because I don't know what I'm going to do after I leave school.
Okay, because I want to say to you, it's like a make or a break kind of a decision, okay? She just wants you to know that she's there, okay? And she wants me to say to you, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. See, if you can't see them, feel them, sense them, hear them, and so on and so forth, then, you know, they give us like gut feelings. You follow your gut feeling because that's where she inspires you. So what she's trying to do is just to attract your attention to say, hey, I'm here. I know what's going on. Okay? And she just wants you to understand that she is there, okay? Because she says to me that, you know, you do believe sometimes it's the spirit world, but then you believe, nah, that's quite silly, it's quite nuts. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because she says to me, you know, the first thought is, oh, that's the spirit world, and then the next thought is, nah, don't be so silly. I can't do that, okay? Well, she says to me, you know, it's just her way of catching your attention. Okay, does that help you there, David?
Yes, that helps me a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm and you'll be able to copy that reading in the archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling me, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have, is it Tessa online? Tessa, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, and welcome.
Hi.
May I take where you're calling from?
Georgia.
From Georgia, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very welcome there from Georgia. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Tessa?
Just a little general reading or something.
Okay. Okay, dear. No, I'm saying, dear, because I know I've got a lady here that tells me that when she left this life that it was cancer that took her home. And she says to me, I passed with cancer, okay? And I know of when she passed from this life that it was quite, she says to me, it was horrific, okay? Because nobody would listen to me in the beginning. So I know that she would have suffered for a while and nobody would listen to her because it kind of like, it was all in her mind. That's what they kept saying to her. It was all in my mind, but nobody would listen to me. But it was cancer. That's how she passed. So do you understand of a lady for me in the spirit world that would have passed with a cancer that didn't know that she had it, or people didn't recognize that she had it or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this would be a lady that would... See, I believe she connects to your family and she makes you aware that I want to go to your mum's side of your family. Is that right?
Probably my grandma's side.
Okay,
that's fine. My dad's side.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I don't mind being wrong, because I know that she's important and I know that she comes around your life. And she says to me that, you know, I don't really think, if I'm honest there with you, that you understand too much about the spirit world. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe that I want to say that to you that, you know, that she feels as if she needs to give me proof to give to you at the minute. And she wants me to say to you that she wants me to prove to you that she's in the spirit world and she wants to communicate there with you. Now, would I be right in saying to you that just before she passed that she would have went to hospital, is that right?
I think she did go to the hospital.
Okay, because she says to me that I went into hospital just before I passed there. And I know I want to say that to you that, see, it's just her way of proving to you that she's in your life. Now, she says to me if I go into your home that there's all sorts of things happening in your home at the moment, that things are not where you leave them. There's things kind of moving around your home. There's like, you know, there's all sorts of happenings going on around your house. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, and again, it's just her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration here, okay? Now, I know that she wants me to say to you that from where she is, that she wants to bring a lot of love, a lot of upliftment, and a lot of love into your vibration, okay?
Okay.
She says to me here that there's others around you that need the same. So there's always... Okay. She says to me that there's two in particular in your life right now that needs to, and if I use the old expression, if you could bang heads together, then we would. So there's two people at the moment that's having sharp words being spoken to each other, or they like not getting on or something, and you know, she says it's not right. Do you understand of that?
Right, I do.
Okay, see, because she says to me about these two people, that you know, if she was in this life, she would sort them out right in, you know, right here and right now. And she says, you know, I'd bang their heads together because there's so much that they need to understand. There's so much love between them. But, you know, there's lots of water that's going under the bridge at the moment. She says that they need to sort it out once and for all. Okay, so I know that they're either having sharp words being spoken to each other, or they're having most difficult, or there's something, and I know I need to sort it out, okay? And she's saying to me, we need to deal with them, we need to sort out, we need to put them on the right pathway, because I know that there's lots of, like a pathway in front of them, okay? And she says to me, you know, it doesn't have to be all bad, okay? And I do believe, and I want to say that to you, that in front of you at the moment, I know that your pathway, see, if I say to you that there's things in your life that you need to kind of get on with, it's kind of, what's the right word I'm looking for? I don't know, but is there tests need to be done around you? Is there like medical issues with yourself at the moment?
Yes, actually, I'm going to the doctor next week.
Oh, there we are, perfect. Okay, because she says to me about the medical thing. We need to talk to you about the medical thing, because she says to me that, you know, that you're more of the mind that, well, you know, really bothered that much, you know. Whatever it is, you'll deal with it, because I know that's the way that you are in your life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she says to me, you know, I don't know if you've been thinking of, like, just not going, or you've been thinking of cancelling it, putting off to another day. And she says to me, no, we need to get ourselves sorted once and for all, okay? And she says to me about that you must have faith. So have you, like lost faith in the medical profession or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she understands that, okay, and she says to me that we must have a bit of faith with them, because they, you know, they know what they're doing, okay, even though that you might think that they don't. Things have advanced so much, haven't they?
Uh-huh.
Things have advanced so much, and they can see things, they can understand things much better now than what they ever could, okay? So stop putting it off, and you must do what's right for yourself. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, no problem at all. Well, I thank you for calling, okay? And remember, come over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I do believe that we have Linda online next. Linda, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
May I ask you where you're calling from?
This is Florida.
From Florida. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I left the job a few days ago, and it was really stressing me out, and I wanted to see when you felt the new job would come about, and what exactly happened with this other job. I just feel like I was run out, and... Okay.
Don't tell us no more, because I'm going to switch over to my guest. And Sarah, are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, over to you.
Okay. I kind of feel that you may have been like a sacrifice, that somebody had to go.
I don't know what you mean, sacrifice. What do you mean? Was the money?
No, what I mean is the job had to be, I feel the job, it was a right decision, it was a right move for you not to be in that job any longer, because there needed to be movement around you. You need to be firmer within yourself, and you need to be in a much straighter direction going forward rather than just lingering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just a little stressed about losing the income.
I understand, but there's going to be about the 15th. I just want to say the 15th of November, okay? And I can see a Thursday that is going to be important with a job description and a job situation around you. The lady that I'm linking with makes me kind of feel that she wants to just push you forward, but really quite firmly. Okay, and she doesn't want you dwelling or becoming down. You need to concentrate on going forward. Now, I want to say, do you have a connection with Canada?
No, I don't. I don't know anybody in Canada.
I don't know why I'm getting Canada with me now. I really don't understand why I'm getting Canada. Right, okay. Now, your next step... I do see a positive change, and I do see a big door opening for you. and I'm being told by this lady in spirit that you will go forward, and there won't be any restlessness. There won't be chance for you to be restless for working, because you're going to walk straight into another job.
Mm.
Now, would you understand an office condition?
Yeah.
Where you work in an office? Well, yeah. I can see files, and I can see big cabinets, and the drawer being pulled out, and you putting big files in. Is there any medical history, or have you worked in a medical area?
Well, I'm going to school now to work in the medical field.
Right, okay. Well, this is really, really positive, because this is what you're going to be doing. So thumbs up there. You're in the right direction. So you've got to be positive, because this is the right thing and the right place for you. Now, can I give you October? Now, I want to give you October for a link, specifically for a birthday or anniversary. I know it's important.
My ex-husband's birthday was in October. I don't know what... my sister's birthday's October.
Okay. Is there a Jew?
Today was the day of my mother was passed, and that's why I was so anxious to get a hold of you. She passed 6 years ago today.
Right, okay. Now, do you understand why I would see the initial J, or get Judith or Judy with you? Because it feels like that's the sort of name I'm looking for.
Okay, so, Jay, my son is Justin, and I have a twin brother, Jimmy.
Right, okay. I need you just to be, it's like I want to, I don't know, I'm feeling very strong as I'm saying this to you, and I'm feeling that I really need you to urge you to go forward, and I need to be picking you up. And it's all I want to do is get this flannel on, wash your face, and clear your eyes so you can go forward. Because it's positive. It's so positive that I feel you are going to do so well. Now,
okay, so you think the job will be the job that I'm getting on the 15th or around the 15th will be in the medical field?
Yes.
Because I don't have any experience. I'm just taking classes.
Have you done? Have you worked at a reception area for a clinic, a doctor's clinic before? Because that's
how
I have. I'm feeling that this is what you're going to be doing, is getting some experience in the medical field somewhere, because that is what spirit was showing me.
That would be great. I mean, I would love to get my foot in the door in the field that I'm going to be working in.
That's exactly what I think spirit are telling me. Now, also, can you accept the month of July?
Yes, my mother's birthday was July.
Cool. Okay, thank you. I'm feeling that you're getting some really, really strong guidance from spirit. I want to talk to you about a light switch in your house. Now, has something happened with a light switch or a light bulb today?
No, but a few weeks ago, I had left the light on in my car outside, you know, the inside light, and all of a sudden I heard this car alarm go off. And then I looked outside and I realized my car light was out. So I thought that was my car light. I thought that was amazing that
interpretation. I can hold my hand up to that. That's a problem. We can add and we can take bits away, and it's really just important to listen to what spirit is saying. I just knew it had something to do with the light. I want to say that your mum is very, very much around you, and that's probably why I was getting that really strong feeling to push you forward, you know, and to make you be positive. Mums do that, don't they? They have a knack of, you know, just pushing us forward. Now, do you, can you accept the name Paul?
I don't know anybody, Paul. I know my brother had a guy. Huh?
I could just see the initial P, and I really felt like it was a Paul.
I don't know anybody, Paul.
I'm just feeling a lovely energy coming around you now. It's softened a lot. And it's, you know, I feel that the lady I am linking with will be walking with you through the next few months.
just to guide you through the pathway. But she wants you to know that you are going to succeed, and you must believe. You mustn't never, ever stop believing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm seeing, and I can see trees and lots of leaves on the floor. Obviously, we're in autumn, but I feel there's another reason why I want to go to autumn, and I see a lot of laughter with you and smiling, and it seems like there's children playing with leaves.
Okay, but I don't know what that could be.
I don't know. Mike, I'm a bit stuck on what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a tree, and I'm seeing golden leaves on the floor, and I'm seeing a little boy playing with the leaves and a little girl playing with the leaves. Now, I don't know if this is a memory link from the lady, for me to give to this lady, or whether... I don't know if you can tune in with this, Mike, because I'm quite stuck on this one.
Oh, well, I have a twin brother. Maybe when we were little, we were playing together.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a memory link.
And his name was Jimmy, when you had a J before.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think I'm trying to see, or I'm trying to show evidence, because I'm trying to be quite specific before I take it upon myself to say who the lady is. Now, do you understand the name Mary that links in with the family?
No.
I don't see the initial M.
My mother's name, I think, was May.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, I'm just wanting to just ask you to remain positive and stay focused. And I really kind of feel that thing, the incident with your car and the lights, was just, you know, a way of spirit letting you know that they're very, very close.
Mhm. Oh, yeah, I know that.
You know that. Do you feel the presence?
Yes.
Right, okay, because I've got curtains being drawn, and you're drawing these curtains and looking up to the sky, but I feel a real coldness behind you. Have you acknowledged that? Have you felt that breeze behind you?
No.
You haven't felt coldness behind you?
No, but when somebody tells me something like you did a little while ago, I get like a chill through my body. I guess a confirmation.
It is a confirmation. I think you have more spiritual knowledge than you give yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think you're well aware when spirit are close to you. Okay.
Oh yeah, when I heard the alarm go off in the car the other night, I looked out and it was my car light on. I knew that it was spirit. I knew it was my mom.
Yeah, which is lovely. So I think if this lady is your mum, I'm really feeling that to remain positive. And the fact that you got through on the phone lines today and the bits of evidence that have come through, I would ask you to remain focused and positive.
Mm-hmm.
And look after your brother.
So it was all, what did she say, look after my brother?
Yeah, and I just felt a little laugh.
I can't even get a hold of my brother. I wish I could even get him on the phone. There's no contact with him.
Okay, well, you need to send some very powerful thoughts out. Very powerful thoughts. Does that answer your question, Linda?
Yes, it does. I know it was meant for me to leave that job. It's just hard for me. I had no other means of income. I'm a single parent, so. It kind of frightened me to leave a situation before I had another one.
But sometimes we have to be brave enough to take that first step forward before another door can open, and we have to show our willingness to go forward before that is actually present. But once we've left a situation or a job, within days, something will unfold in front of you. And I'm very, very positive that, you know, exactly that is going to happen with you now. And I'm sure you will succeed in your schooling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Remember, Linda, if you go on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, we need to move on. First of all, I need to give a little shout-out to one of my friends who's just joined us and just found us on the Mike Spirit FM. That's Gareth Jones. Gareth, we'll welcome you for tuning in, and you know, can't wait to chat to you soon. So let's move on. I believe that we have Joy online next. Joy, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi, and how are you doing there?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Been waiting a long time. You guys are very popular.
Well, you know, you need to call in a bit earlier, really, didn't you, to you know, secure yourself. But you know, you are here, and that's the main thing. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
California.
In California. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in?
A general reading. I have a couple things going on the next couple weeks, and been praying and asking for guidance, and how are things going to turn out, and what do I need to know?
Okay. Give me a second. Let me make my link to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
That's fine.
Okay. See, now I'm aware of a gentleman that wants to make his link to me, and I know that as I'm looking at this gentleman, I know that he would be maybe around the 5'7", 5'8", of his height when he was here with us. I know that he'd be quite broad in the build of his body before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that he was a nice age of when he passed on to the spirit world, of what he feels is a nice age, whatever a nice age is. But he says to me, I was 76 is what he makes me aware of when he passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that he was a man that was quite proud of his character, as he would have liked to have everything all in order. I believe he'd like to look his best if he ever went anywhere, so I know that he wants me to smarten myself up. And believe you me, if you could see the state of me today, you wouldn't think that, but I know that he wants me to smarten myself up, and I know that he wants to, this is how he comes forward. Now, I believe that he links in your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us, because I know that's where he connects me there, is your dad's side. So do you understand of a gentleman that would link in your dad's side that would have been like that when he passed on to the spirit world?
My father was in the Air Force, and he died in 71, and he was 40 years old.
Okay, so this is not your dad then, okay, because I'm aware of 76, okay. I know it's, you know, it's always nice to have the one.
Maybe my Pepe, my Grand Pepe.
There we are, okay. And wouldn't it be being around that age of when he passed on to the spirit world, around 76, very well-presented kind of man, quite well-mannered when he was here with us? I believe he's quite rounded in his face as well as he comes through.
He was round, yes.
Okay, because I know I know that he links on your dad's side, so this is your grandfather, as you say, your papa on your dad's side. Is that right?
Oh, on my father's side, my grandfather was 100 years. He was 100 years old.
Okay. So which is the one that you understand, the grandfather that was like that when he passed, quite rounded, quite smartly dressed?
Okay.
Okay, because I know that's the gentleman I've got here with me from the spirit world. And
okay.
I know that I say that to you that he comes around your life at the moment. Yeah. And I do believe I want to say here to you that, you know, your day hasn't got off to a very good start at all today, is it?
Slow. It's a Sunday, you know, we kind of slow.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that it's like trying to wind the clock up at the minute, but it's like nothing's getting going. It's difficult, isn't it? It's hard, because I know that that's what I want to put around your life. So it's his way of proving to you that he's been in your life at the moment. Now, I don't know, but would I be right in saying that in that side of the family that they would have had their own faith in this life? Is that right?
On my father's side, they're what?
That they would have had their own faith. They didn't really believe in life after death. They had their own religion.
I'm not sure. My grandparents had different religions.
Okay, so but it wasn't spiritism, was it?
No.
That's okay, because that's exactly what I'm saying to you, that they had their own faith in this life, okay? I know it wasn't life after death. I know that as he comes through, that he wants me to say that to you, that, you know, that he's there with you and he understands what's going on in your life. So it's his way, again, of proving to you that he's in your life and around your vibration. There's something to do with, about, I want to move your life on. Not that I can do that, but there's something to do about moving your life on. So you'd understand you want to do something new in your life right now, is that right?
Yes.
And also, if I said to you about, you know, it's like a new challenge, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And it's quite exciting, isn't it? Because I feel quite excited about this. I feel quite excited. I can't wait to get it going. Is that right?
Right. Well, something's finishing up and then there'll be a new beginning, yes.
There we are. Okay, because I know that's what I want to bring around your life, okay? Let's look forward to this new beginning because I know that there's lots of changes that's coming into your life. I don't know if you've been thinking of moving from where you are at the moment, or there's like an opportunity of where you could like be moving different state or something, but there's something to do with there could be something different, there could be something new in your life. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that it's like, see, when all this happens, it's going to be like a big weight that's been lifted off your shoulders, because I feel that at the moment you feel very heavy is the wrong word, but you feel very much down about this. You feel exhausted, depleted, tiredness. Okay, and I want to say a big weight's going to be lifted off your shoulder. Let's look forward now to the beginning of next year, because I know that's when things are going to start happening there, of a faster pace there for you, okay? Because that's what I need to bring into your life, something faster, something happier, something more content, because I believe that's what you're looking for, something more content. Okay, do you understand that there?
Yes.
Good, okay. Joy, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, you were saying I'm heavy right now and something finishing up and weight lifted. I have, I'm going to court in a couple of weeks.
Okay, then
I was wondering and I'm really fighting it to the end, and I'm wondering is this going to blow up in my face?
Okay. See, as you're saying that, I'm asking them for more information on this, okay, so that I can clarify it there for you. Now, would this to be to do with something to do with, like, where there's other people involved? So it'd be, like, children involved or something? Or I want to see more? Do you understand that there's children involved within this court case?
No children.
Okay. But there's something about I want to do more, I want to see more, I want more involvement or something. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. What's to do with the finances there? It's like as if the finances, it could be more beneficial.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever it is that you're fighting in court, it's something to do that's going to benefit you in the end, isn't it? And that's why that you're going so hard at it. Is that right?
Well, I'm hoping.
Okay.
It can fly either way.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I don't know. You know, as I've always said on this show, you know, I can't predict what's going to happen in your life, okay? I know one thing that, you know, I want to say to you, you keep fighting, because what's meant to be and what rightfully should be your way will become your way, okay? So you keep fighting, because I know it feels right. It feels content. You keep going, and I know that it will come, you know, what's meant to be there with you will be there with you. But just keep going. Okay?
Okay.
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 Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have, Hazel online next?
My name is Haley.
Haley, I do apologize, Haley. May I ask you where you're calling from?
From New York.
New York, okay. Are you ready there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
You can hear me okay then?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right, okay.
Let me see. Do you manage to keep yourself out of trouble, Hayley?
I'm sorry?
Do you manage to keep yourself out of trouble? I feel quite mischievous with you.
Okay.
I do feel pretty mischievous with you. It's got to be said. I feel like that you could be quite a joker.
Yeah.
This lady that's coming in tells me the truth. She's saying the truth. Do I want to know the truth about you? And you're really funny. She makes me really want to laugh with you. Can we go to the month of December, Hayley? Is there what's the important birthday around December?
There's a death date.
There's something about December, because the lady that's coming through is, she's really fast. She's got a very positive attitude. She thinks clearly, she's telling me. And she keeps going on about the truth of the matter. And I don't know, I just feel like you're quite mischievous, and she's laughing. She's really laughing. It's strange. But I feel so happy. I feel really, really happy. The link that comes through is one of happiness for you all.
Well, that's good.
Now, can you take the initial G?
G? Yeah, G.
The green. G.
My last name? I don't know.
Cool. No, that's quite good. That's not bad for Mark, Hayley. Oh, you're funny. Right, okay. Now, is there a Robin or a Robert around you?
No.
Oh. Cousin Robert.
I don't know any Robert.
You've got no Robert.
Close to
him. Okay. How I work is slightly different to some clairvoyants. I tend to work like as in a jigsaw puzzle. So when spirit are giving me evidence, it tends to be a jigsaw puzzle around the person that I'm linking with. Okay. So that's how spirit do. They just give me pieces of jigsaw puzzle. Now that the thing with you, what I've noticed is I just feel really positive, and the lady that's coming through makes me feel really positive about you. Okay?
Okay.
So my message to you would be, and I'm getting, you know that Christmas carol, Glad Tidings We Bring to You and Your King? We wish you a Christmas. This lady's just coming through wanting to wish you a Merry Christmas. For Christmas coming up, I know it's not very far away now, but I can hear the carol. I can hear the
that was the last I sang to my grandmother. That's the lady who you're probably connecting with, and that's the last song that I sang to her before she died.
That's a lovely little bit of evidence, Hayley. I'm so happy this lady's coming through, because, the feeling I've got is like a elation. She is so proud of you. You're just like a little smiling angel to her. You're such a happy person, Hayley. You've got to continue the smiling. And she wants you to be proud of yourself. She's so proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself. It's amazing. The feeling I have right around my body now, Hayley, this lady is just overwhelmed me with so much love for you. She really, really has. And I knew as soon as I heard your voice, you're a little bit of a character, because that's how she made me feel about you. But you're very, very special. And I want to say, you know, that you are spiritually aware. You should know when things are going on around you. You should try and tune in a bit more, maybe meditate. And all this is around and in your capabilities, I am sure, because there isn't much you cannot turn your hand to. She said maybe the cooking could improve a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Maybe your cooking could improve a bit? Is that a lie? she just wants to make me laugh with you, Hayley. It's a lovely feeling. I'm glad that carol came through, because that is a really good little bit of evidence there. Few changes for you after Christmas.
Okay.
Are we planning to extend the family?
Not planning, but I mean, I'm not wanting.
Well, I kind of feel that we might be. I'm kind of feeling this lady is telling me about a little sister on her way.
A little sister?
Yep.
Oh, okay. After Christmas, you said?
Well, I kind of think that, you know, maybe next year is going to see you extending the family or somebody very close to you, because I'm being told there's a little sister on the way. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Which would be quite a mess. Now, February, can we just finally link in with February and whose birthday it is in February?
I lost an uncle, but I don't know anybody with a February birthday.
Right, okay. What did the passing, was the passing in February?
Yeah. No.
Right, okay then. I got to remember to add the anniversary bit on and not assume it's a birthday. But see, in some ways, it is a birthday, because when you go back to heaven, that is like a birthday. So I've got to remember saying an earth birthday and a spirit birthday. That's good. Now, let me see. Can I just mention the name Martin to you? It's like Martin or Marty.
Could it be Marley?
Yes, it could be, because the M and the A are there straight away. Now, it was just like I wanted to just give you some connection with a male's name, all right? It felt male to me anyway. Now, I don't want to take the energy away from this lady, because I'm very aware that there's another gentleman that is trying to come in as well, but I'm probably feeling quite sure that's for the person that sat in the room with you, okay? Now, all I can say is you are very successful at laughing. If there was a degree in that, you'd have it, okay? This lady is very, very proud of you. And obviously, she wants to wish you a Merry Christmas. So, with her love, you take that, Hayley, and you enjoy next year.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, Hayley.
Okay, Hayley, and
thank you
for calling. And remember, if you come on over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Would you like to get connected to the spirit world? Then you need Spiritual Connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connections.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here. And I do believe that we have Carol online. Carol, are you?
Hello.
Hi, and may I ask you, Carol, where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the San Francisco area.
Absolutely wonderful place I hear. Is that right?
Yeah. It can be, yes. It's wonderful. It's cold today, not quite as cold as where you're at, but it can be very wonderful, yes.
Well, it is.
But you're in a lovely spot, too.
You know, Christmas is coming, so that means it's getting cold, isn't it?
Yes.
It just got
cold this week here, so we can't complain. Our October was beautiful.
Well, that's what we're looking for. Carolyn, what was the reason that you called in for here today?
I adopted a daughter 21 years ago, and for the last 6 years, she's given us quite a bit of grief. And today we had a big blow up this morning, and I told her to leave and get out. And I almost feel like raising her has been a time sentence. So I'm wondering, is my time actually done? Can I actually really kick her out now? I do think that she's doing something awful. And
okay. Joy, I don't even know how to answer that question, too, because let me link to the spirit world, dear Carol, and see what they have to say. Is that okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. See, I've got a lady here that connects with me, and a lady that I want to say is quite short. I want to say if she was maybe around the 5'1", 5'2" of her height of when she was here with us.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you that she would have been quite you know, she wasn't old when she passed. I believe that she's quite young when she passed. I want to say to you that she would have been maybe around, you know, early 50s, maybe early 60s. I want to say maybe 61, 60, 61. That's where she would have been when she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes her aware that there's something to do with her stomach, because I know that my stomach, it's like as if it keeps tightening and there's a problem there. And I know that that's where I want to be with this lady before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that she wants me to say to you that as she's around your life at the moment, that she makes me feel she's your family, she's connected in your family. And I want to say to you that she was a very hard-working lady when she was here with us, and I know that she would have been very much always on the go when she was here with us, because she says to me that her life was just work, 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 work. So I know that she would have had a large family that she would have had to cater for. I know that there would have been lots of people around her life. Do you understand of this lady here for me, Carol?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that, you know, when she was here with us, she was so sympathetic in her character, because I feel I want to be sympathetic here with you. I want to be, oh, God, you know, I just want to be sympathetic. I want to say to you, come on, girl, sit down and let's have a chat. Because I know that's the way she would have been in this life, wouldn't she?
Possibly not, that I must be thinking of someone else. It could be one of two, okay.
Okay. Well, this lady wants to be sympathetic. She wants to sit down with you. She just wants to have a chat. And she says, you know, we can put everything right. Now, not that I want to make judgment or anything of the sort, yeah,
sure,
okay, because that's
sure
what I do, okay. But she says to me, you know, that you've found the last, as you just said, the last few years has been hard. You believe that she's doing things that's not nice, that's wrong. Now, if I say to you that there's certain elements of where you feel that there's like some abuse that's going on there, does that make sense there to you?
Yes, very much.
Like misuse is the word I want to use? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because she tells me that you feel it's like misuse and there's like abuse that's going on here. And she tells me that, you know, that it's like you're kind of fed up of having to bail, is the word I want to use, like bail it out all the time. Is that right?
I have literally bailed her out. I mean, literally, she got arrested and I bailed her out. So, yes.
Because I know that she tells me about being bailed out all the time. And, you know, you've come to a point where enough is enough. You can't deal with it no more, okay?
No,
now,
I can't.
Okay. Is it right that you have... there's others around you, isn't it? So I don't know if you have a son or something, or there's a boy that's connected there with you?
Yes, a son, yes.
And he's a bit older than that?
He's younger.
He's younger? Oh, okay.
He seems older by maturity, but he's younger.
Okay. Then what she tells me is that, you know, that you don't really have much problem with him, do you?
Oh, God, no. He's perfect.
Okay.
No, he's definitely God sent.
Okay, because I know that I don't know. See, I feel as if I'm going into a touchy subject here, which, you know, I don't really want to go into too much, because, you know, it's not
for me,
particularly live on air, you know.
I don't care. I'm okay. Be careful what you ask for. I'm okay with the answer.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you spent many hours crying about this, haven't you?
Yes, many years.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that, you know, that you haven't slept properly in the last few nights and the last few days over this? Is that right? Because I know it's been playing on your mind something horrific, isn't it?
No, not the last few days. It goes on and on. It's been an on and off thing for 6 years. I knew I couldn't step out of her life during her teen years, but she's 21 now, and I just feel... like, I'm almost to the point, I don't care if you live in the streets. I can't take another day. Am I going to be wrong in doing that? Because I don't want to suffer karma for this.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a great believer in you know, what goes around comes around and everything else, okay?
Me too.
But I keep taking
the abuse.
Okay. Well, I know that, you know, one thing for sure, that, you know, this lady doesn't want you to suffer any abuse or any... more distraught in your life, because I know that you've put up with your fair share of it, okay? And I know that because this lady tells me, okay? But she also wants me to say that, you know, sometimes, see, and this is the caring side or the sensitive side of it that comes out to you and says, you know, sometimes it just needs a bit of help. I'm not saying that you haven't given it to a Carol, because I know that you have, okay? You've worked hard against this and you've worked tirelessly and you feel for no benefit, okay? Now,
both
what if
monetary, emotionally, everything.
Okay. So, okay, see, and this is only my personal opinion, okay? And this is nothing to do with the spirit world. This is my opinion. And when you do so much for some people in this life and they keep rejecting it and rejecting it, there maybe is time to, like, you know, pull in the reins a bit, okay? I'm not saying that you are right to kick it out or you're wrong to kick it out. I would never suggest anything of the sort, okay? I would always say to anyone, follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires us, okay? I know that your gut feeling tells you one thing, and I want to say to you, so I'm not going to even say live on air what that is. I know what it is. You know what that is. You have to do what's right for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, you're quite sensitive to the spirit world yourself, aren't you? You know it when they're around you. Okay. And I've been told they've been around you. You've felt them today. Actually, let me get her right. Because she says to me, no, boy, tell her right. She says, you know when you dialed in the number to call us today?
Uh-huh.
You felt the spirit world was there with you right then. Is that right?
Yes.
Because would I be right in saying that you asked for someone in particular to come through today?
No, not someone in particular.
Okay. Then you must have been talking to someone in particular, like, you know, just say, like, for argument's sake, maybe your dad is there, maybe he isn't, maybe I don't know, but I'm just using this as an example. Like, if your dad was
the funny thing is my mother hardly ever comes through. My father comes through more, but my mother was always closer to my daughter, so, you know.
The point I'm trying to make is that you was, like, when you dialed in the number today, you were saying, come on, Lord, listen to me. Come through for me. Tell me what I must do. What's right.
I need help, exactly.
Yeah, okay, because I know that's what I'm being told. I know that that's off another lady. Even though you're saying your mother doesn't really come through that much, well, I know I've got your mum here because she tells me that she's your mum, okay? And if I said your mum passed, that it was quite it was a hard time for everyone because everyone kind of rallied around your mum to try and take care of her because I know that she suffered quite deeply in this life. Is that right? Before she passed.
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I've got your mum here, okay, and your mum says to me that, you know, when she was here in this life, her family, they all done the best for her before she left. Now, your mum knew this stepdaughter of yours. Is that right?
Yes, she's not a stepdaughter, she's adopted.
Sorry.
Both adopted. My husband and I adopted her.
Okay, my mistake, okay. But she knew her.
Yes.
And she's telling me that she's changed so much since she's passed on to the spirit world. So your mom has been there a little while now, hasn't she?
Yes, 7 years.
There we are, because I know you said to me in the beginning of the last 6 years that, you know, that you've been having this trouble with your, with the foster daughter.
My daughter, yes.
But, you know, your mum says she's changed so much since she has passed home, okay? And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, far from the word, but I know that, you know, some things affect us deeply, don't they? And without us realizing. I believe that, you know, she's had
this
a lot
girl
of...
This girl is very troubled and she's ill also.
Exactly, very troubled. And that's what I want to say to you, that she's had a lot to deal with, okay? I believe, you know, that... See, sometimes we take out on those as closest to us, don't we? And I believe that's what she's doing. Just taking out on those as closest to us. And I know I want to say to you, it's like sometimes some of us need like a shock to bring us out of it, or sometimes, you know, some of us just snap out of it all of a sudden. But I know I want to say to you that, you know, she will come around. She will come around.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think she'll ever come out of living in chaos? I mean, she lives in chaos, and she's dabbled in drugs in her past. Okay.
She will. She will come out of that chaos, okay? But not just yet. She isn't ready yet. She's not ready to cope with the things that's happened in her life. I believe that she's rebelling on the things that's happened in her life, and that's what's causing her to be the way she is right now. So, you know, it must be difficult for her, but she must realize as well, you know, she's of an age now where she needs to step up her game then a bit, okay?
Yes. At what point do you think the chaos will stop?
Okay. It's not for me to predict when that's going to happen.
I know
it's not.
Oh, come on. I'm counting on it.
I know it's not just yet. It's a little while, okay? Like I said, I can't see into the future. God, I only wish I could. But I know that, you know, as we go on, that, you know, the chaos will start to slow down a little bit and she will come around. And I do believe that's when, you know, that you two will have that relationship that you used to have before this stemmed from, like, the last 6 years. I know that you had a good relationship then, and I believe that, you know, that will come back. But it's going to take a bit of time.
Quite a bit of time, I think.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I know
okay,
I've got
so
it.
Do you think
I know
kicking
my show
her
is
out is going to be her wake-up call, or do you think I should not kick her out? I mean, my gut feelings is just like, I don't think I can take as much more, or my son or my husband, but I also want to do what's best for everyone.
Okay, it's not for me to say what I think. And I wouldn't do that, okay? All the spirit world tells me that you've got to do what you feel is right for yourself, okay? And then, you know, whatever that means to you, that's what it means to you. It's not for me to suggest or to point you in any direction.
Uh-huh, because sometimes I think it's a past life we had together that this is maybe a karmic payback.
I don't know. That's not for me to answer that one.
They didn't come up with that answer either. Okay.
Okay, I know I need to move on. I've got literally minutes left
for
the show.
No,
that's
fine.
Okay, thanks very much for calling. And remember, if you come on over to Mike Spirit FM, you're going to have a copy of that reading on my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Sarah. We're there.
Yes, we're there. Mike, can I say something?
Go on.
I do apologise for all the background noise this evening to the listeners. But one thing I'd like to end on, when you have a child, it's unconditional.
Of course it is. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, maybe that'll answer a question.
Well, I hope so. And I hope that, you know, the Carol does what she feels it's right for herself.
Right.
For her family. But anyway, Sarah, we have literally 2 minutes left of the show. Tell people how we can get hold of you again.
On Facebook, Sarah Williams. I'm sure if people want to get a hold of me, Mike, they'll find me.
There we are. So if we all type in Sarah Williams to our Facebook pages, we will find Sarah. And we can email you, Sarah, at...
SarahWilliams1967@btinternet.com.
That was a mouthful. Let's say that again, nice and slow.
SarahWilliams1967@btinternet.com.
There we are. Perfect.
Well, thank you, Mark.
I want to say to you, thank you very much. You know, you've been an amazing guest, and, you know, except a little bit in the beginning, trying to, you know, get, you know, that's the main thing, we're here, and, you know, you've done absolutely amazing. I want to say well done, and thank you very much
thank
for coming.
You. Very kind of you to have me back, Mike. Hope to see you all soon. Thank you, Rob.
That's okay. No problem. Well, for me, I suppose, well, and Sarah, it's good night. Good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.